Alrighty. I think we are live for race number 3. We'll have to get it all started, and I think it's started, so we're ready to roll for Irwindale. Starting the broadcast now. All right, we're live. So, gonna be a fun one for tonight's race. Irwindale, first short track of the season. Gonna be ready for it. It's gonna be a fun one, gonna be a fast one. You see most of the leaderboard right here on the left side of the screen if we move this out of the way. A lot of cars for this one. 26 cars have set a lap, excluding me, but feel pretty close on the sheets so far, so they're jumping into qualifying right now. It's going to be a fun one to watch. I think it'll be definitely going to be a battle. We'll see how it rolls for the start of this one, but a lot of cars are going to be going for this win. I know Zach ended up getting the win last night in the practice race we did. He won 2 weeks ago, first race of the season at Daytona. Then you got Kale. He was top of the board in practice right there at the end. He's been setting some good lap times. Matt Frady won Auto Club, always good in the short tracks. See if we just keep scrolling down and kind of see. Joey Cannelli actually had a pretty good practice race. He finished in the top three last night. Brandon Bass, he's been quick. Nick, he's always in contention. Jeremy, he was he's been fast the last 2 weeks, so we'll be watching them. See where everybody qualifies. Joaquin's the first one to set the time. He ended up winning it, winning the pole last week. Chris ended up running a 6.7. Big shout out to him. But then you got Chad with a 2.3. That's a pretty good lap time right there. See if that's able to hold. Gonna move this back now and give a little bit of a shout out to our sponsor for this one. I actually do need to go and do this. So the sponsor of this race is Arca Farms Discord, so they are sponsoring a YouTuber who is pretty well known, does a bunch of guide videos. DJ Yee, watch actually a lot of his stuff. He does really good videos, so shout out to him. He is sponsoring this one, so thank you to him. Really appreciate it for sponsoring and stuff like that. So thank you to Arca Farms. I'll talk about that a little bit later on, but I will post in the video of this one, I will post the link to his Discord in there, and he does a bunch of videos and things like that, so go check him out. It is cool in that whole Discord. Go check him out. We'll talk about that a little bit later on during it, but at the top of the board right now, it's Chad Adams, short track specialist. He's always quick on these tracks. A few new guys we can talk about. I'll move this back to the right side. Few new guys. Jacob Roy, I know he's new. He is in the Ironman Motorsports with Chris Pilot and Richard Pruitt. So good pickup by them. He seems to be decently quick. New Jamie Beasley, they almost ran the same time. But they both of them guys are new. We'll be watching them, see how good they do in their first running with WTF Racing. We got all the teams and all that set up. So we're going to be rolling and it's going to be fun. Irwindale Speedway, one of my favorite short tracks. A little bit about this track. It's near me. It's in California. So we went from Auto Club, the big track, to Irwindale short track on this one. So we'll be ready to have a duel in California once again like it was last week at Auto Club. But Irwindale, a half mile banked short track. It has multiple lanes of racing, as you'll see heading into turn one and three and four. They go all the way down by that grass. So we'll have to, we'll be ready for it. And we'll be watching and we'll see how low they want to take it. They go all the way down on the bottom of that racetrack down there. So they use all the track here. They got a big track, big surface area, and they end up using all of it. So we'll be ready to roll off. I'm excited. First short track of the season. Short tracks are dear to my heart, so this is, I'm excited for it. Martin Fallon, he joined the 87. He's in the chat. So Martin, how you doing? He joined actually off of what I think the Auto Club race, if I'm not mistaken. So cool to have him in for this one. He's in here watching. Let's see, we got 3 seconds left, so we're ready. Chad ends up getting the pole. Congratulations, Chad, with nearly a tenth over Zach. He ends up getting it, so good run for him. Ends up doing mighty fine, so Chad is ready to roll. He's already on the grid. Long, big field tonight, 28 cars. We'll see how they roll. A few new paint schemes during the field. You see Brandon in that paint scheme. He's got that new Colorful Selection paint scheme. The podcast, they been talking about sponsoring us, so thank you to them. 07, Kel McClenny, he's got that new paint scheme, the Dobix Construction 07. Pretty nice looking paint scheme. I know he's with that KFM Motorsports, my team. I know he's trying to get those paint schemes all set for everybody to be able to roll. But a lot of cars here, as we see, for a short track at Irwindale Speedway. Well, this is going to be a fun one tonight. Can't wait. It's going to be a field a fury for this one. Short track, first short track of the season, as I keep saying it. We're going to be rolling off here shortly. I know you got Doug once again in race control. So Doug's in race control chat. But at the front of the field, it's the 51 truck. He gets that extra point on for qualifying. So Chad, good run for him. He gets that extra point. One guy that showed up or hasn't been able to run with us in the league races in that number two truck, Austin Allbritton. He's got number 49 on the door, but he's quick always at these short tracks. One of the younger drivers in the field, the 75 truck, Nip Sipple, he's in P4. Matt Frady, winner of last week's race at Auto Club in a brand new paint scheme. He's in that, says 18 on the door, but it is a 40 truck underneath. A lot of cars rolling off, as we see. Nearly 25 cars starting. Actually, I think it was 28. Let me go back and see what we got going on with it. See the 17 back here, a little bit deeper in the field. Through NC. Looks like it's 26 cars starting for this one. So it is going to be a doozy, to say the least. Chad Adams and Zach, they were 1-2 in the practice race, qualified like this. Ended up flip-flopped at the end of it. But as you see, pace car rolling off down the backstretch. Closing in on the restart zone. 26 cars here at Irwindale Speedway in the restart zone. And we're green at Irwindale. front of the pack, all side by side, three wide for the lead. Austin Allbritton goes to the bottom of the racetrack immediately. He's going to get clear of the 51, but he's going to be loose, going to lose a lot of momentum on it. Going to be talking in there, spinning down the front straightaway. Already, that looked like to be the 78, 15. Big pile up in turn one, cars able to get through it. Go through and see what happened on that one. We'll slow it down. Looks like the 40 and the 15 make contact right there. We'll see it from there. This view will go on the far chase cam. If I can find it. Far chase cam on the 40 truck. He's got the 78 underneath him. He makes contact with the 15 and they go around. And a big wreck out back behind them. Everybody piles in. Nowhere for them to go. We go and take a little bit more of a aerial view on it from outside the track. See the 15 makes contact. 15 and the 40 make contact. And the 15 goes up the track right in front of the 21. Nowhere for him to go. 81 squeaks by. 18 squeaks by. Or 18 gets involved in it, but it looks like everybody makes it out from there. So a few cars, short track. Don't think damage will matter too much, but cars getting incidents and being involved in things early could definitely spill trouble for them. Let's go back and take a look at the restart or the start of this one. You see, everybody gets a pretty good jump. I'm going to go on board with the 3 here, going to his nose. You see, he's got the 07 underneath him, but we're going to focus on the 49 or the 2 truck. It says 49 on his door, so I'll keep calling 49. He goes all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. You'll see him down there. Just far left side of the screen, able to get clear on the 51, but he loses so much momentum from losing that. He drops back and back into that fifth spot as he's got the 07 on a nose on him. So that is one thing to be careful with. If you run that bottom lane, to be careful with that one. Race control said that one was on the 15 truck, so we'll... That one was on the 15 truck in from race control. So Chris Pilo going to go to the back on that one. Some of the front runners got mixed up on that one. Chad was on the pole, started on the inside line, and now he's back to third. He's got his teammate right in front of him in that beautiful 75 truck. But we're ready to roll once again from Irwindale Speedway. 75 and 55 going to lead him to the green. Zach going to be on the pole, or he's going to be the leader, and he's going to pick that outside lane. So here we go. Going to slowly roll up on the restart zone now. In the restart zone they are now, and Zach fires and underway. Oh, and the wrecking on the front stretch to 78. He goes turned. It's still green at the moment. Caution waves. Short track racing already. Having problems, people. Go back and see what happened on that one. Yep, 78. Yeah, 78 spun the tires. 78, you hear it. You can pretty much see it. You see the wiggle he got from it. He just spun the tires right in front of the 81 truck. We'll go on board with him and watch it. See, right in front, just spins the tires. Nowhere for the 81 to go. He just gets kind of contact with it, but everybody not too bad. Everybody able to avoid it, but that's going to make everybody have to check up, wait for pace car, and there's yellow number 2 of the night on lap 10 of 150. We'll be having a stage at 38 and 38. So it's going to be a 38 lap run and about a 74, I believe, on the last stage. As you see, Jamie Beasley, he goes around the outside to get his wave around. But Everybody knows the field. No damage with the cars up front. I think the first one that has damage is the 81 truck. Just got caught up in that one. Nowhere for him to go, so not really his fault, but he's making moves. Biggest move of the race so far is the 03 truck, Joey Cannelli. I don't think he qualified, but he's up 11 spots from where he started. A few cars back, the 85 truck, he's up 10 spots from where he started. You see a bunch of cars going to pit road on it, but a lot of people just trying to get damage fixed, or a few people just trying to get damage fixed from that one. Race control confirms that one was on the 78, so they are going to give him the UL, and he's going to get put to the back. But back up front, Chad loses another spot on that restart. He's back to fourth place. Zach was pretty dominant in the practice race we had. He's back out front. We'll see if anybody's got a challenge for him. Nick hasn't had the most practice around this track, but he is gonna restart P2. He's made up a few spots. Top three have all made up spots, but pace car pulls off. We're ready to rack him once again. Here we go. Closing out on the restart zone. Zach, the leader, on that outside line. Back green here at Irwindale. 75 misses shift. Big checkup on everybody from the inside. 75 couldn't get into gear or something. Just the bottom lane didn't get going. So you see the 49. He's trying to work that bottom lane. Going all the way to the bottom. The 11 washing up the track. They get contact. Him and the 28 make contact. But back up to the front. It's kind of single filed out. Not too much going on. You see the two trying to figure out way to pass that 07 truck. See Joey Cannelli on that bottom lane. This is where the different lines come into play. I think that 49 truck, we'll see how good of a run he gets off the corner. I think he's going to look to go to that inside line. Doesn't look like it at the moment. This track's pretty big on the momentum. Maybe he learned from that first lap. Bottom lane just doesn't seem to be ready at the moment. But he's just lurking on the back bumper from that stack up on the restart. 75's got rear bumper damage. 07's got front end and bumper damage. But a lot of cars fighting during this one. You see the 78 trying to make moves to get back up to the front after his little incident he had. See the 40 truck. He's back here as well. Trying to fight his way through the field. See all the different lines coming into play here. Oh, the 03 loose up in front of the field. Matt on board with it. He gets in the back of the 18 and he's in it. Caution is out once again. Go back and see what happened. 03 just lost it on exit. Made a little bit of contact with the 19. Few cars able to go below it. But still, everybody gets involved. Once again, 18 and the 40 gained the damage from that one. Not much that they could have done from it, but see the 11, the 8, the 5, they all go low. Who sat on the outside? Lighting ain't too great on the backstretch, but the 18 and 40, they make contact. 23 barely squeaks through, so good on them, but a lot more damage for that 40 truck. Going to make them hard to repeat from last week. He's going to be needing a lot to go his way. He's going to come down pit road once again to get damage fixed. Keeps going to the back. See the 07. He's coming down pit road. So is the 75. So they're coming down pit road to get their damage fixed. After we saw what happened from them on the restart, 75 didn't get a good restart. And they're in pit road. You see the boxes. All 75 truck is moving. Just didn't get in a stall the best, but back up to the front, the 55. Zach, still your leader. Got Chad and Austin Allbritton. They're making headway as we cross the line. We'll see where everybody shakes out after the guys that pitted. Lights are still on the pace car, so we'll be ready for it. A lot of cars just pitting to take damage or getting damage fixed. In this one, as pace car lights are going to go out this time, so we'll be ready to watch it. Zach Cook said, "Let's go Salad," referring to Kale McClenney, Kale's nickname. And he also said, "Is that Joey Sendit Keneally?" Yes, that is, Zach. Race control confirms that one was on the 03, but here we go once again for the restart. Get a nice wide view on it. 51 and 55. Going to lead them back to the green here. 55 fires and back underway. See the field running different lines. The 3 truck, he's up on that outside around the 49 truck. They're battling hard down the back straightaway. The 2. The 49, he's going to go all the way to the bottom. Going to get up. Not going to be clear on the 3, though. You see how that momentum works. He ran the bottom. Gained time on him. Just wasn't able to get it to work up there. 24 on the wall. Few cars making contact in the field. Mostly contact with the fall. He's going to go back to the bottom once again. Trying to take that third spot and be clear. He's going to be clear on the front straightaway. See where the 3 goes now. Into turn number 1. Looks like he's going to let him go. He's going to be clear, so the 49 truck, he's clear and going to set sail on the 51 truck. We go from the driver, from the gearbox cam on the back, looking at the deck lid from the 49 truck. Sees that 3 lurking in the mirror, the 81, 19, 24, 8, 28. A lot of cars making moves throughout this one. You see the 19 truck going, trying that bottom lane. Going board with the 8, looking out back from that. Cars making a lot of different lanes. Trying to get many different lanes working. But back up to the front. 55, 51, 49. You're around a number 50, and we have another yellow. Yellow is out once again. See what happens on it. Doesn't seem like it. Don't think there was anything, to be honest. Don't think that was a stage. Martin, the next track is... I'll have to check it real quick for you. Next track is Dover. So, the Monster Mile is up next on it. So, going to be a fun one next week at Monster Mile. Ready to see how many trucks Miles ends up trying to take off the track as we have our third yellow that time. Didn't know what it was for. Like the race control trying to look at it and see. Lap down truck calling. He's got a little bit of damage. He's trying to get his waves around. Wave arounds. The 1 truck. Hearing that one was on the 1 truck. Not sure what happened on it. We'll see. Try to go back a few laps and see what happened. Doesn't look like to be anything. I don't really see much at the moment. Oh, yes I do. 1 truck and 20. They make contact. 1 gets into the 20's left rear. And that was the cause of that one for the third yellow. Everybody's able to avoid it, though. 20 just goes for a little spin, but the 1 ends up getting into him. So they make contact, but everybody's back ready to go. A few cars that pitted. Pace car lights are going to be out next time, so we'll be back green next time on it. Whoever who is watching the stream. If you're wondering why my voice sounds different, got a new mic. Got a new mic for Christmas, so sounds a little bit different. I'm trying to work on the settings and stuff like that to get it right. So just kind of let me know if it's a little too loud, a little too quiet, what y'all think as well. That would help me a little bit from the broadcast booth. But gonna double file up once again. Zach pits that outside lane. He's been able to get clear every time from that outside lane. So he's going to try it and do it once again for the restart. I'm going to do a quick switch on it as soon as they launch. Got to go on board with the 55 truck and look out back into the restart zone they are. He fires and they're back green. Four laps to go till the stage. Few get in the walls. We're looking out back. See the 55. He's clear down the back stretch as they're all fighting for position way out back. 51. Then the 49 going to go way to the bottom of the racetrack. 51 going to try to challenge. Still a battle for third, though. The 3 and the 49 going to be battling for that third spot. Closing it on the stage, though. Stage at 38. See the 19. He's trying to work that bottom lane. One of my drivers that I was talking to actually before the race, I was trying to help him a little bit on these short tracks. Said he needed a little bit of help on short tracks, so I was trying to give him as much information as I can. And he was asking what's going to be the biggest thing. I told him the bottom, and he's trying to get that bottom to work. And he's made up a ton of spots, 15 or 13 spots for him in this one already. But making up a lot of spots has got him close to the top five, not in it yet. But Zach coming around the corner. He's going to cross the line and he's going to get the stage. Stage win number one for Zach. Dominant last night. Dominant tonight. We'll see how he is. But go ahead and interview him right quick. Zach, got a copy?
Yeah, got you.
Pretty dominant stage win there. Took the lead on the initial restart. Had that outside line and never looked back. Kept picking that outside line. What's kind of been your call, especially on these restarts? I know this is a top dominant track, but what's kind of been the strategy you've been looking at on the restarts?
I just think the outside's a little bit straighter. You know, coming on the inside, you have the wheel turned a little bit more, and it's a little bit harder for the guys on the inside to see where the control car is, why Jay was hanging back a little bit. But yeah, I'm just trying to make sure the wheel's straight and get a good run in the corner and have the preferred line in that I want and gain some momentum for the backstretch.
Yes, sir. Well, I know that you're tied with the points lead. Tied for the points lead with that 81 truck. You end up winning that stage. He's been the one that's gotten the most he's gotten the most bonus points this season, but after winning all the stages, you ended up winning this one, so that'll give you an extra bonus point. How big do you think these restarts are going to matter, especially later in the running of this race?
I think pretty big. I think not necessarily more of getting a good jump, but just not getting a bad one. Keeping your grip to the pavement and not letting the guy in line behind you get a run going in the corner. And putting you three wide in a bad position you don't want to be in. So I think that's going to be the biggest part there of just making sure you get a good run and protect your line.
Yes, sir. As we said, you do a little fake pit right there. But good luck in this next stage. Hopefully be interviewing you at the end of it.
Thanks.
Zach, he's been dominant so far in this season. Been able to make all three races. Got a win for at Daytona. Had a solid run last week at Auto Club. And he's tied for the points lead with that 81 truck of Jeremy Horn. He's running P number 5. But they're tied going into this race. But that stage win at the moment bump Zach to be 1 point ahead of the 81 truck. You can check the Discord. We got a bunch of different stats and points and all that set up for it, but Lights are out once again, so we're going to stack them up and be ready to go for stage number two. Pace car pulls off, 55 and 51. Most of the field stayed out. You see the 07, 75. They made their way back up to the front of the field after their struggles. But here we go. Back in the restart zone now. Back green for stage number two at Irwindale. Pretty solid jump from everybody. 51 trying to roll that bottom lane. The two and the three getting real friendly with each other, almost making contact. They stay off of it. Off of each other. 51, he's going to look to the inside of the 55 now. Down the front stretch. Doesn't seem to have the track position as he gets a big wiggle right there. That's KFM Motorsports versus Everett Motorsports. Right there, as you see, Albritton going all the way to the bottom lane. Not going to be clear on the 51. Going to have to think better of it. Loses a bunch of momentum. Ooh, 81. And 19 make a little bit of contact there, entering the corner, puts the 19 on the wall. They're all still running. That's one good thing about this racetrack. You can kind of make a little bit of contact, just bounce off the wall and stay in it. So the 81 gets clear of the 07 truck. The 3 loose in front of the field. A lot of wiggles going on. 75, he's going to drive it in deep. He's in the wall. A lot of cars in the wall for this one. 75 all over the back bumper. The 07, he's going to go all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Deep down there, we'll see how that works up. He's going to be almost clear of the 75, but he's not going to be able to get by him. 19, he's going to keep rolling that bottom. He's going to get clear of the 81. 81 drives on the back of him. Maybe didn't like it. Didn't like the self-clear. They make more contact. 75, he's going to look to go to the middle. Not going to be able to. They're all dicing right there off of turn number 4. 75, going to go for a slide job. Will he be clear? Yes, he is. 11 gets clear of the 19 on the right side of your screen. When it's all going down for this top 5 spot, Nick takes over that 5th spot. Clay losing a bunch of spots after that contact he had with the 81 truck. Kind of got put in the fence a little bit into turn 1. They kept going at it. And he's lost a few spots now, but his teammate in the 07, he's going to be trying to work that inside line to pass the 81 truck as he pitted on lap 21 after getting in that incident with the 75 on the restart. He's made his way back through the field. He's going to be clear on exit of 2, and he's going to take over that 6 spot. 19 truck, he's trying to work that inside line. Maybe not be the bottom, but it's the inside lane. No one's really going down to the very, very bottom in this one yet. We'll see. Only one I've kind of seen doing it is the 19 N07. See Clay, as I say that, goes about middle-ish on the bottom. Just got to be careful with spinning the tires and getting loose on exit. That's a big problem with it, as we'll go on board with him as he keeps running that bottom lane. See a little bit of a wiggle. Just running that bottom lane. Not running much lower, but just kind of coasting on that bottom lane. About the inside line, but we'll go back up a little bit closer to the front. The 07, he's getting pressured by the 78 on that inside line. Ooh, 07 in the wall right there. Don't know if the 78 and him made contact. Kel McClinney and Joaquin Stewart, as we see the 75 in the wall up in front of them. Going to that gearbox cam of the 75, watching this battle unfold out back behind him. Going to the nose cam of the 81 as he's lurking behind these two. See Kale able to keep rolling that top, kind of keeping the 78 pinned on that bottom. 07 keeps getting a good run off, and that's what he's banking on. Joaquin Stewart able to get clear of the guy we're riding on board with of the 81. But we're going to go back to the front of the field with that 49 truck. He's going to look to the inside of the 51. Chad Adams, well, the smartest racer, just ends up letting him go. He got position on him. Let him go there. But Zach, out front, pretty dominant lead. 1.2 seconds on a short track is pretty big. So he's got that gap from him and the second place runner in the 49. Big, big gaps opening up throughout the field. Go from a kind of wider shot. This track, I love. It's got some of the best racing in the on the West Coast, and it is always fun to watch as we go back a little bit deeper to that 11 truck. The 11, the 62, those two are battling. For that is the top 10 spot. So the 11 in that ninth spot, they're trying to figure out a way to gain a little bit of speed, but they're racing pretty hard, having a fun little battle for their first league race with us. Didn't have too good a qualifying. Jamie up 5 spots, Jacob up 5 spots. The one, actually, Anthony, they call him Sweeter, in that Bucky's One truck, JHR team. He's up 16 spots from the start of it, so he's the biggest mover at the moment, doing a modified job of it as we see the 11 makes a little bit of contact with that wall. That's going to let the 62 get underneath him with a little bit of a run. All the way to the bottom. Going to use those left sides on the white painted line. Little close entering turn number 3. They're all right, though. Still running. Oh, 62 going to be loose. So it's a 28. They're going to wreck on the front straightaway. No yellow yet. Caution's out now. 62 and 28 spin on the front straightaway. We'll have to see if they're a lap down from that. You see on this one, we'll go from the far chase cam. You see the 62 and 28 just get loose. Both kind of hit that same spot, same corner. They get loose. Go to the leader at the moment. Are they lapped? We'll have to see from race control on that one. 55 ends up going to buy them after it, but they end up being a yellow on lap 64. So 64, 65. See what the differing strategy is. 15 coming to pit road. He's got damage. The 2. One of our front runners, he's coming down pit road. So is that 3 truck, Brandon Bass. He's coming down pit road. 28 after his spin, 81 coming to pit road. A lot of cars making different strategy calls. A lot of different strategies opening up here on this short track. We'll have to see what the difference in it is or how it works out for everybody. As we saw the 07 go by, and he looked like his left side be looking good. Then you go to that right side. It's been as we'll see him go by here. It's been through a lot, seems like. Bunch of right side damage. Most of these cars are going to have damage by the end of it. Perks of short track racing. So a lot of racing going to be had throughout the running, as we see. 75 got a little bit of right front damage. But at the moment of running, we have a KFM truck leading the field, Everett Motorsports, right there. Then you have the 75, another Everett Motorsports truck, KFM truck in fourth, and a lone runner in the JBS Motorsports group of Joaquin Stewart in that 78 truck. Had his struggles early, but he's fought back to be in top 5 here at the moment as we're on lap 67. So Doug number, Zach under yellow leads that one. He selects that top lane once again, coming into to the stage. Lap 76 is going to be the next yellow. So here we go. In the restart zone once again, and we're underway. 55 gets a good jump on that 51. He's going to be clear. 07 trying to roll that top lane. as they're three wide throughout the field. This track has some crazy restarts. They're always fun to watch. 75 all the way to the bottom. Trying to get that to work. He's dead even with the 07. That time at the line, he beat him. Just not going to be clear through the corner. See 11 trying to rip that high line. They're going to be three wide on exit. A few of the cars that pitted. The two truck, he's trying to fight his way through the 49. Apologies. He's trying to fight his way through the field. 11 gets a little bit of a bumper from the 84. This is a mess off of turn number four heading into turn number one. A lot of cars in the battle. Four wide through the corner. The 03, the 8, ooh, the 19. They're all wrecking in the back. 19 ends up getting through it. But it was a mess that last lap. Throughout the field, running at the back. Wow. We'll go back and see on this one. So, 81 truck. He pitted. He stuck right in that middle lane. Nowhere for him to go. The 20 on the top, 23 on the bottom. Both threes out back behind him. It's a wild one. And then as they go through the corner, you'll see four wide at some points during it. On an exit, a little bit further back in the field, you see the 20. He comes off the wall into the 8, which forces him into the 19, which forces them all to spin. The 40 truck, 40. Matt Frady, nowhere for him to go on that one. He's had a struggle, to say the least. He's been in almost every other wreck, and that none of them have been his fault. Go on board with him and watch this battle up in front of him. A lot of trucks for a short track, and it's definitely showing. See everybody trying to roll that bottom lane. He's just going to sit on that high side. Sees the 20 come down the track into him. Nowhere for him to go. They bounce off the wall right into him, and he spins from it. But that is what can happen sometimes on a short track, especially going to the back. That hasn't worked out for him as we see the 51 and 55. I missed it, but the 55 and 51 come to pit road. 55, 51, 07, 75, 78, 11. So all the front runners at that time all come to pit road. We'll have to see how that strategy works out for them then. After it, Zach, maybe not a great pit stop, but race control.
Yeah.
Got a question. Is that going to be the stage?
Yes.
Alrighty. Here, Doug, that'll be the stage from race control. So back up to the front. The 49 truck, Austin Allbritton, he's going to be leading the field. He's been able to work his way through it. He's got the 24 going to be starting on his inside as he picked the top. Got the 5 truck. Thomas LeVert, he's going to be starting P number 3. Got the 81 up there. Jeremy Horn was tied points leader at the time, but Zach ends up winning that stage as the yellow came out. He was the stage leader. So he will win that stage, but we're coming back to the green now for the final one. 75 laps to finish her off. Hurry at Irwindale. See, most of these guys pitted early, trying to get that track position to be able to roll. It's three wide, the 07. He's trying to make moves through that middle lane. He's going to get clear on the 17. It's a cluster here, trying to gain as many spots. All the cars that pitted, trying to gain as many spots as they can. Ooh, the 07 gets in the back of the 23, and that spins the 23 in front of the field. Another yellow. Ooh, one almost over the 15. Restart. Causing problems once again. Let's go on board with the 07 truck for this one. We see on the restart, gets an okay restart behind the 1. Sees a hole, gets a good run through it. Gets clear on the 17. Tries to get to the outside of the 23, just not able to. Then entering the corner, gets in the back of the 23, kind of in the middle lane, and it spins him. Let's go back to the 23 now. and see what happened from this one. So he gets spun right in front of the field, tries to lock it down, nothing that he could do. Matt Frady again gets stuck in that one. Nothing that he could do from it. The 11 gets involved in it. We'll see who else. The 15 almost goes over on that one. 15. He's in it. That time we'll go on board with him and watch that. Tries to avoid it, then just kind of gets hooked at the end of it. And he gets involved. But back up to the front. Still most of the same front runners. We're going to go ahead and do another interview. Austin Allbritton. Austin Allbritton, you got a copy?
Yeah.
Well, you pitted a little bit early in that one. Kind of costed you for the stage finish, but you ended up getting the track position. How much do you think track position compared to tires is going to matter in the later running of this one? Still got close to 70 laps to go or 70 laps to go. How much, what do you think is going to be more valuable, track position or tires?
Yeah, I got about 3 laps in these tires, more than the rest of these guys, so I'm not concerned. I'm not here for stage wins, dude. I'm here to win races, so I'm good. I say we just keep having these stupid cautions and I keep having great restarts, we'll be in good shape.
Yes, sir. Well, it'll be fun to watch. Hopefully be interviewing you at the end.
I hope so. See you, bud.
Austin Allbritton, he's having a pretty good race up at the front of the field. Looking to be the third different winner of the season. His first race in with us, ran a recruitment race there at Auto Club, but he's going to be leading it once again for the restart. Everybody trying to get bunched up, get back up to the front. The 07 is the one that ended up causing that one, so he gets an UL. He's going to have to do more fighting to get back up to the front. He's got his teammate right next to him, teammate right in front of him. So it's going to be a doozy for him to get back to the field, but here we go. 49, 24, 81, 5, and 3. They're going to be battling in the top five for this restart. Here we go. Good restart from the 49. He's clear by almost 2 car lengths by the time they get into turn number 1. Having a solid restart through that one. The 3 getting close. As you see the 3K, he goes all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to get as many spots as he can as we have another yellow. See what happened there. Can't see what happened on that one. Not fully for sure. Maybe go back throughout the field and check. Cautions breed cautions, and it's been a lot happening. We'll go back to the gearbox cam and look. Ooh, that one was looked like it to be the 8 on this one. A little bit deeper in the field. 8 truck tries to go to the bottom. 11 comes down. They get contact in the 40. Nowhere for him to go. Matt, luckily, didn't get damaged in that one, but happened right in front of him. Right in front of him, the 07. We'll go on board with the 07 truck. So he sees the 40 right there. The 11 comes down the track and sees part right for the 07. He's able to get through it. Go on board with the 40 truck. He's getting good restarts, just hasn't had the track position to make his speed known. He's running that top line, nowhere for him to go. Sees the 11's door number, doesn't get any contact, maybe a little bit of contact with the wall, but he gets through it and is able to hold out to be up during that one. Once again, this race sponsored by Arca Farms Discord. Thank you for them, to them for sponsoring once again. Go check out their Discord. I'll put it in the description of the race highlights video, and I will maybe put it in the chat. We'll see. Hard to do with just one person, so I can't really do that at the moment. But go check out their Discord, DJ Yee, on Discord, as we see the 11 going to get the call for the EOL on that one. But DJ Yee is his name. So a little bit more at the chat. Martin said, see ya at Dover for my first race. We're excited to have you. We'll definitely get you in, and you'll be competing with all these guys running fast, running hard in this running of this one. But it's been a fun one so far. Quite a few yellows throughout the field, but they're trying to get it all going and racking and stacking them once again here. For this one, pace car pulls off. Austin Albritton still in the lead. Austin with a good jump. 24 with an okay restart. 81, he's going to go back underneath him, though. 24 on the wall just a little bit that time, as they're all fighting for every spot they can get at the moment. 24 going to try to run that fence. He's in the wall once again. The 3 is going to try to take over that third spot from the 24. See the 3K all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Working that bottom lane. We'll have to see what he can do with it. He's all over that bottom lane as we see the 55 of the stage winners, and there's another yellow. Left the ticker up on that restart. My apologies. That's part of the one-man broadcast crew, so that was on me on that one. But go back and take a look on what happened there. A little bit deeper in the field, as I couldn't see it. Let's go and try to find it, like we found all the other ones. 19 pretty deep in the field. We'll see as we see there. The 8 and 24. 8 truck. 8 and 28, they just come together. 28 just came up the track, looked like he got into them. So that'll be the call from race control. I'll let you guys know what the call from race control is on that one. But 28 just made contact with the 8, and 8 spun around. So we're ready to get going once again. We'll see what happens in this one, but Austin Albritton leading the field, having a pretty good third stage in this one. A few of the guys that are trying to work their way through the field, the 03, the 3K. Both threes are in the top three now, bunch of threes now up there, but they're all up on it and in that pack. For the front runner, you see the 75. Been having a quiet race. Pit it last lap on 74 at the stage. 2 out front, pit it on 66. So, 8 lap difference on the tires. And it'll be interesting to see how it works for it. how it rolls, but. They're double file now. And they're green. I missed that one. Missed the restart, but we're back green once again. At the field, Austin Albritton gets a good jump. Nick Sipple to P number two. The three and the 3K, they're going to be battling for that third spot. On that corner is the 51 lurking behind him, the pole sitter. He's working his way through the field and trying to get back up to the front. See, he's got that fourth spot from Joey Keneally. A few cars making their way back to the field. The 55, the 07, the 78, they're all right next to each other. They've made their way back into the top 10. Trying to gain as many spots as they can to get back in the running of it. 50 laps to go at the line. From your leader, Austin Albritton. Seems to be one of the best battles on the track at the moment. The 81 leaving pit road now. Not for sure what happened to him, but he's leaving pit road. And that 75 truck running that high line. Looks to be holding up the 3 just a little bit. See the 81. Going to be a lap car, but he's going to try to run that high line. Right in front of the 3K and the 55. The 55, he's going to be loose on that bottom lane. 81. A little bit of a check up there. 3K, Joey Keneally, back to that bottom lane. You see him rolling all the way down there. Going to be clear on exit. Not going to take it, though. 07 right behind him. He's going to get into the fence. They're both in the fence. Here comes the 40 truck. He's finally in the top 10. Matt Frady, last week's winner. He's finally in this battle now. Trying to gain as many spots as he can to be putting himself in a position to win this one. He's going around the lap car of Jeremy Horn now. But no one seems to have anything for your leader of Austin Albritton. No one's able to catch him at the moment. Nick Sipple, 0.8 of a second back from him. That 3 truck in third place. Brandon was talking to him a little bit before the race. He's been having a lot of, he's been doing a lot of practice laps. So he's worked a lot during this race going up and down the field. He's made his way back up to that third spot. Started up front. So he gets a run to go to the inside of the 75 truck now. Looking to try to get that middle lane to work on the inside. A little bit of contact on exit. The 3 gets loose. 51. That's going to be a hole for him. 51 goes to the outside of the 3. Let's see what works out for him. Looks like that top lane's working. He's going to be clear on the 3. The 3 gets loose on exit of 2. Bad entry. Going to lose a lot of time there from 3. Brandon Bass. See two teammates. 07 and 55, they're battling for that top 5 spot. 07 looks to be a little bit better on entry, just trying to roll that corner. Gains on him just a little bit, gets to his back bumper. Then on exit, seems like Zach pulls a little bit on him on the exit of the corner. None of these front runners have tried that bottom lane. It's only been for passing. Really sharp, more cars haven't done it. Maybe that's just me watching this one, because it's been pretty exciting every time a car does go to the bottom of it. But we go on board with the 3 truck. He's trying to find his way around the 75 as we have caution number 6, I believe. Car up in front spins. Looks to be the 85 truck. He's spun low on the racetrack. See what happened on it. Just could be, looks to be just a little self spin off the corner. Boots it just a little bit too much. Loses it on the straightaway. Tries to keep it off the inside wall. Not able to do that. But he spins on it. So that will be the next yellow. We'll go back live and see what different pit strategy calls are for this one. Not sure who's gonna pit. We'll see. Heading into the pit phase. See the 28 go around, everybody. For the truck, considering it. But Anthony, he's going to get his wave around. Most of these cars should still have a set of tires left. Pretty short race. 150 laps may seem long, but last night we ran 100 laps. Only had two or three yellows during it. And it was only a 30-minute race, so race has gone by pretty quickly in the running of this one. I see Joaquin is in the race booth, or race control booth with Doug, the league owner in race control. So Joaquin going to help out Doug a little bit in the broadcast booth. That 75 and 51 have made their way back up to the front of the field. There was going to be a little bit more time I would interview them, but I don't think I'll be able to before we get back running. Few of the guys I'm looking at in this front field, it's kind of psyching out who I expected to be in this top six or seven spots. Top eight, really. Matt Frady back in eighth. He's found his way into the top ten, and he's making it look pretty easy, working his way from seventh spot all the way to the back after that quick incident. That first yellow, Joey Keneally right in front of him, the 07 truck. He's had ups and downs, got that UL in the middle of stage two. He's made his way there. Nick Sipple, one of our points contenders. He's top five in the points. The 3, the 51, they're top two or three in the points. But we're going to be ready to roll once again for the restart. Trying to stack them. And here they go, back for the restart. 51, not going to get a good restart. Going to 75, going to try to push them. They're three wide for that third spot. Once again, on exit, we'll see. Everybody gets through it. 75, going to try to run that high side on the 55, the 3, 07. They're getting close. The 3K, the 07, and the 40. They're all racing hard. The 40 truck all the way to the bottom. Running that very low line. They're still three wide. This is why Irwindale is one of the best racetracks. You can run three wide for multiple laps. See him still trying to work that bottom lane. 07 clears the 3K that corner, but the 40 still going to try to fight it. The 55, he's making his way through the field. He's looking to go underneath the inside of the 75, and they make a little bit of contact. The 75 gets loose down the back straightaway. 75 going to try to get clear, not going to be able to. Going out that right rear like it's candy. The 55 not clear on the 3, gets him to the wall. They're four wide for that fifth spot. They're making contact more down the back straightaway. The 3K gonna force down the 40. Gonna go from a wide angle shot here. 40 truck, he's gonna be clear on the 3K finally, but the 3, he's gonna be on his outside line as the 55 gets into the back of the 75 once again. And that gets the 55 loose. A little bit more up front. That 51 truck trying to catch that 49. Not much that he can do at the moment. Not catching him too much. Fast driver has led the entire time throughout the running of this one. We see the back of the 51 truck. Got his teammate looking right there. I think the biggest hope for the field is we're closing in on 25 laps to go. Is a yellow for most of these guys running about that third to fifth spot. Their best hope of winning this one is a yellow. But all in all, it's been a fight throughout the field. You see the 3K, Jordan Keneally, trying to keep her on that top line. He's got two hungry dogs behind him, two of the KFM drivers in the 19 and 40 right behind them as we have another yellow. Another yellow once again. Not for sure who it was. We'll have to go and see who it was on. We'll go try to find the previous crash. Ooh, it was the 23. Ended up spinning on the exit of turn 4. Got loose. The 1 saves it in front of him. He does not. That's another yellow. Yellow once again. On lap 125 with 25 laps to go. We'll see the different strategies. See what everybody's going to do. Here we go. 51 looks to be coming. Nope, they're going to fake it. 75 going to cut it close on the nose of the 55. That's going to be close. The 40 truck, he comes down pit road. Most of the back of the field coming down pit road now. The 40, he comes up pit road. Not been his night with track position. We'll see what how it works out for him. Later in the running, he's going to get new tires and try to fight back up through the field. All these cars still should have one lap or one set of tires left, if I'm not mistaken. So they are ready to fight it. Matt, not going to have a great pit stop. Going to get passed by a few cars, but he's going to leave pit road. Still only lap, but a lot of cars with differing strategies in this one is going to mix it up. Most of the guys that stay out may just be... That yellow may have just made their bed. They may not come to pit road the rest of the race. A few of the more front runners, like I expected. A 49, he's leading it. 51, P number 2, fast qualifier. The points leader at the moment, sitting P number 3. The fastest guy in practice, sitting P number 4. The guy that's had the most practice in that 3 truck. The 3K, one of the wild card drivers. Didn't expect him to be this far up at the field. Well, he's doing a mighty fine job of it. A lot of cars have been fast in this running. Oh, this one, you see the 75 and 40. Later, a little bit further back in that one, but we're coming back to the green now. So, here we go. Into the restart zone. 49 gets a good restart. Watching kind of this mid-pack. The 3 all the way to the bottom underneath the 3K. The 75, he's going to make as much ground as he can on them new tires and try to get all of it to work. 75 all the way to the bottom. Him and the 40 on the new tires. Going to try to work together just a little bit. To try to get into it. The 24 and the 8 are going to make contact. That's going to come down. 8 right into the 75. And that spins the 75 on that one. We'll see. On that one, the 24 gets in the left rear just a little bit on the 8. Then the 8 comes off the wall, maybe in a desperation try to get into him and try to hook the 24. But doesn't work out that way, and he comes into the 75 and the 40 truck. So two innocent bystanders get caught up in that one from the 8 truck. Bouncing off the wall. Go from the 8th far chase. Gets in the ball. Just tries to stay wide open in it. Turns to 75. Go back to his cockpit cam. See this one. There are 3 wide up in front of him. He's trying to roll that high line. Washes up in the center just a little bit. Gets a tag. Saves it. Just bounces off the wall. He's still hard left after he comes off the wall. So we'll see what the call is from race control. But he was hard left, staying on the gas. We'll go back up to the front of the field once again. .134 this time, completing it. So it's going to be 15 laps to go in the running of this one. As we see, Austin Allbritton still leading it. Everett Motorsports truck, that crispy 50 black 51 truck, black and red Everett Enterprise truck, then two KFM trucks with the 55 and 07. 07 in that bright new paint scheme. Gonna try to get that thing in victory lane, but the Daytona winner and points leader, he's at the front. Gonna be starting on the outside line. Really, it's kind of flip-flop. Everybody's been picking the top lane, so Zach going to be P3. Kale going to be stuffed on that bottom lane. Chad, a car length back. Don't know why he's so far back, but come back in the research zone. 15 laps to go here at Irwindale. Here, a little bit of contact at the back. 55, going to try to clear the 07. He does as yellow comes out once again from the contact. Possibly on the front straightaway that we heard. Not sure what happened on it. We'll go back to the field and see. The 75. Seemed like got into the 5. Right there. He gets into him before we even got back going green. He drives in the back of the 5. Then on the front straightaway, drives in the back of him and just doesn't get off, and that hooks him into the 40. And it spins them. So yellow comes out once again. Nearing 10 laps to go now. Nick gets in the back of the 5. Was up front the early running of this one. And he's going to have to go back to the back again. But on that restart, the 55 got around the 07, but it looks like that top lane's been prevailing no matter what. Even when leader wasn't in it, it seemed like that top lane came around at the start of the race. So, looks like the catbird seat's obviously that leader. But the guy in that fourth spot, as we'd say, starting on that outside lane, doesn't seem to have the advantage, as I'd think. Not getting good restarts or whatever it may be. Just not able to get a good restart. And no one's been able to touch that 2 truck. The 49 truck of Austin Allbritton. See Matt Freddy stuck on that inside line. Allbritton, since the drop of the green for the last stage, been dominant. Gonna get back going with 7 laps to go when they cross the line for this restart. Gonna see what happens on it. Got the closest competitor right behind him. Chad lagging back a lot just to try to see him. Maybe, but Austin Allbritton on the outside. Chad Adams on the inside. Back to the restart zone we go. Here we go. 8 laps to go in the running at Irwindale. Good restart from the field. The 07, he's going to drive it deep into the corner on that outside line, try to get to the outside of the 50-51. He is. They're wrecking in the back, though. Caution's out once again. We'll see who it's on. And did the 07 get around the 51? I believe he did. So, new change for position up at the front of this field. Let's go back and we'll take a look at the yellow on that one. We'll have to see on it. It looked like it was kind of going on at the back with a lot of cars, just different lanes and things like that. We'll see. Looked like it kind of happened around the 17, 75. 75 gets in the back of the 17 on that one. He makes contact. The 24 gets involved in it. Race control confirms that one was on the 75, so Nick going to get the EOL for it once again. So we go back up to the front. Went there, talked to my team a little bit. We got three drivers in the top five. So I was kind of talking to them a little bit, trying to give them a little motivational speech, I guess you could say. Not really motivational speech, but trying to talk to them on it. But a lot of cars spinning late in this one. Short track, kind of expected for iRacing, a new track. A lot of these guys haven't been ran, and a lot of them, all of them haven't run them in trucks. Know that for a fact, but we're going to double up once again for the restart. Lead change for that P2 spot. 07 and 49. 49 still the leader. Got the 07 underneath him, so here we go. Here we go. Restart zone, and they're underway once again. Albritton with a good restart. Got the 07 lurking right back behind them. They're four wide back behind them. The 55 gets turned in front of the field. Nowhere for all of them to go. More pile in. 55, our points leader. Gets caught up late in the running in that one. Go back and take a look. See, 07 gets cleared. The 3 to the very bottom, the 3K to the middle, the 51. Just comes up the track just a little bit, tries to give enough room, and they make contact. 55 spins right in front of his teammate in the 19. 19 barely able to get through. As they wreck further in the back, nowhere that they could go. But on that restart, ...55 gets turned, our points leader. Back up to the front, though. Footy One gets the EOL on that one, so he's going to go to the back. One of the front runners, another Everett Motorsports car, going to the back. Just going to stop on the back stretch, but it's going to be green, white, checkered for this finish and the win here at Irwindale. Green, white, checkered finish. All Britain on the outside. McClendon on the inside. Then behind them, Joey Keneally, Clay Sarton, Brandon Bass, Chris Pelo. Haven't talked much about him, but he's made his way up here. So here we go. Closing on the restart zone now. Here they go. Fires and underway. All Britain clear once again on the 07, the 3K all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. 19 to the fence. Focus on this lead battle. Don't know what much can happen, but a lot can happen in the last running of this race. All Britain, been dominant in this last stage. White flag. Been dominant this last whole stage. Led nearly every lap. 07, last ditch effort. To the bottom of the racetrack. Very bottom of the racetrack. He tries to gas it up. Not going to be close enough. Austin Albritton with the win here at Irwindale. Albritton gets it done. Off a wild restart. 07, last ditch effort. Should try to get to him. Not able to. Little congratulatory bump from the 07. Austin Albritton gets the win here at Irwindale. Everybody's going to go around. We'll go ahead and interview him now. Austin Albritton, you got a copy?
Yeah, man.
Well, you end up getting it done late in the running in this one. Once you got up front, you took the lead at the start of the stage. Last stage right there. And never looked back. Led pretty much every lap up until this last one. Talk a little bit about the last stage and the last few restarts.
Oh, yeah, man. It was just a wreck fest, and my goal was just to have a good restart every time. And had a good restart every time. They didn't have nothing for me, so.
Yes, sir. I know that you had quite a few different strategies throughout the field. And I asked Zach this earlier. How much would you think the track position compared to tires would come in? I know Nick and the 40 truck, they both pitted. To take tires at the early running, just got caught up in all the wrecks. But how much did you see tires coming into play?
If you could save tires and you got a decent run, which we didn't, it would have come into play. But the 10-lap green flag runs we had back-to-back, tires didn't matter. You had to start this thing on the front row and control the race to be in good shape. As long as you can control the race, you're going to win. It doesn't matter who was up there. If you can control the restarts and get off into one and two and come down the back straight away, 3/10 ahead, they can't do nothing with you. So,
yeah, definitely got the best restarts all night. You end up getting it done. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to do some Smokey Burnies. Want to shout out Allsea Motorsports, Butt Snorkeler, Austin Baker, JD Rudser for everything they do. That's pretty much it, man. Thanks for putting it on.
Yes, sir. Definitely a fun one. First short track of the season. Glad to have you run it.
Thanks, bud.
Austin Albritton, your winner, gets it done here at Irwindale. P2, Kale McClendon, my brother, comes up a little bit short. Kale, do you got a copy? Got a copy? You come up just a little bit short on the last restart, not able to get to him. Talk a little bit about how those last restarts went. I know being the leader was a definite advantage. But talk about what lane you really wanted to be in and talk about those last few restarts.
Say that it wasn't everyone who was on the top. I mean, everyone saw the restarts, how they were. So it is what it is. I mean, he ran up front the entire race and led 81 laps. So I can't complain. I had to go from the back to the front, back all the way to the front, then got the EOL because incident with another car. I'm not going to say why. I'm not going to say my opinion. But then I dropped to the back there, drove my way back through, and I sat now here in second. So,
you definitely had a quick car, one of the fastest lap times of the of the series or of the session. You went to the back two or three times, probably passed the most amount of cars in this one. P2 just come up a little bit short. Talk a little bit about the upcoming weeks on kind of what tracks you are hoping for. You have a good run in, and what tracks are you looking forward to upcoming?
That's a good question, because I'm not a big fan of all of them, but if I had to say, it'd probably be is it next week is Dover?
We got next week is Dover, Las Vegas, yeah. Martinsville, Texas, Richmond.
Probably Dover and Martinsville, definitely. Probably the fourth and sixth race, because it's short tracks. That's the only place I can run at, so.
Definitely seemed to be pretty good on short tracks. Was the best car in practice. Ended up P2 tonight, just come up a little bit short. Who would you like to thank?
Probably all the people who are my teammates, whether it was Clay and Matt and Zach, who all ran. And unfortunate for Zach at the end there. I was kind of hoping to be up there with me, him, and Clay and Matt. I don't know about what fully happened at the end of the time right there, whatever happened. I just know he had like 6 minutes of repairs at some point of the race. It's like midway through it, so it's unfortunate, but hopefully we'll come back next week.
Yes, sir. It was a fun one to watch. Congratulations, and see you next week. Mm-hmm. Kel McClenney, P2 in that one. Then the surprise of the race, Joey Cannelli comes home in P3. Joey, you got a copy?
Yeah, I got you.
Joey Cannelli finishes off in P3 in that one. What a wild race. You were also the biggest mover in that one. Gained 20 spots from the start. Talk about your race a little bit. Talk about the highlights. And how'd you end up getting to P3?
Yeah, I mean, definitely starting that far back. I messed up in qualifying, getting loose right before the line, and just ruined both laps. But starting P23, I was just hoping just to keep moving forward, but after a few laps, it got really loose, couldn't save it, and that really just set me back. Took about like 70 laps for me to get the car back fully repaired, but I mean, I just kept in it, and we made it all the way back up to third, and I'm really happy for this finish.
Yes, sir. Seemed to have a good battle throughout the field with everybody. I would say you or Kale had the most spots or passes being gained, but you end up P3. Not much more I could say. Just congratulations. Who would you like to thank?
Everybody on the car. I mean, Wiley X, who's a big sponsor in my real life, 637 Collectibles, Coveries, all the big sponsors that have been on this car helping me get here. It's definitely been a fun race.
Yes, sir. Well, you're the hard charger of the race. Came from the back a few times and end up P3. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joey Cannelli rounds out the top three in this one, having a solid run. He gets it done. And we're going to have an special interview in this one. He actually finished P5 in this one, but going to talk a little bit on the sponsor side from Arca Farms sponsoring this one. So I'm going to go ahead and drag him now. Brandon Bass, do you got a copy?
I got you loud and clear, man.
Alrighty, I know that you were messaging me a little bit about talking about the Arca Farms Discord. So if you want to go ahead and talk about that and kind of the sponsor for this race.
Yeah, man, Arca Farms is a pretty cool little group of guys. They try to outreach to everyone and in the iRacing community and kind of help them, especially in the Arca car system. But he runs just about every track the Arca car runs on and gives them tips and pointers on how to get around each track and what steering ratio and everything. So it's pretty neat, well put together. Definitely try to get him there. Check him out. His YouTube channel's name is DJ EJ, so you'll be able to tune in and see those videos. But his Discord channel should be in the link on the video here. You should
join
up, check him out as well. They all the time talking about different tracks, different races and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I watched quite a few of his videos and all that stuff. I know he has a lot of tutorials and just interesting videos, so go check him out and the Discord. Awesome to have him sponsoring. So thank you, Arca Farms, for sponsoring this one. Maybe try to get him to run a race. I know he is actually pretty quick, so that'd be cool to get him to run one.
Yep. Yeah, he's a really heads up fella too, man. He's pretty easy to get along with, it seems. How about the race tonight?
I loved it. Short track racing, that was fun. Definitely dominant on the top, but saw a lot of action running that middle lane. That was possible, running that bottom lane and stuff like that. A lot of diverseness in the track to be able to run. It's so
tough to keep that traction coming off the bottom, and especially when you got people on the outside. You know, you're used to practicing and having that whole track, so you get back on the throttle, but you can't do it when you got two people on the outside of you, you know, and you're in a three-wide situation. So I think that might have been a cause of a few, you know, just not having that situational awareness in those scenarios. But overall, the race was fun to be in. It's just it was hectic. It was wild.
Yeah, you had a pretty good finish in that one, P5. You didn't do too bad in that one.
Yeah, man, I was able to keep that colorful selection podcast. Chevrolet up front, for the most part. I say up front, but, you know, inside top five, top seven. I was able to maintain track position. That was huge, really huge in this race. And it was to come away top five. I'm super thrilled. I had a personal goal of top seven, but I guess I achieved that. And, maybe I got points lead after this one, I think. I was able to get ahead of Zach a little bit. He got some late race trouble with Jad there. I hated that for him, man, because, you know, he deserved a better finish than what he had. But I take whatever luck. Sometimes, how they say it, sometimes it better be lucky than good.
Yeah, definitely a lot of luck had to be involved in this one. I know the racing was great. But I think I'm going to end it off there. So, good job, Brandon, on the P5. Thank you for talking a little bit about Arca Farms. I know that they are sponsoring this one. Hopefully get them to sponsor more. I'll put their Discord and DJ Yee's Discord in the description on the video. So I will get that done. But all in all, a good race for race number 3 at Irwindale Speedway. Was a fun one. A lot of different moves being made. A lot of different cars making moves and things like that. So if you guys enjoyed, leave a like, subscribe, and come tune in next week at 8:30 EST. Gonna be live once again at Dover. So another medium track, I guess you could say. Medium track. It'll be another fun one like this. And I will see y'all then. So see you guys.